Bison bones that are as much as 14,000 years old have been unearthed at the construction site for the new Nigel House, a facility for adults with disabilities near Saanich Municipal Hall. The bones first turned up during excavation work in October, with more discovered Friday by workers, said paleontologist and geologist Ed Davies, who was brought in to help deal with the ancient relics. "We found two shoulder blades, a couple of ribs, a whole bunch of toe bones, several vertebrae and one horn," Davies said. "We've got quite a good representation of what appears to be one animal." Davies said it's rare to find multiple elements of one animal in context, to work out the environment that it was living in. The bones, which have been taken to the Royal BC Museum for carbon-14 dating and DNA tests, were found in marine sediment, indicating there was flooding in the area at the time, as a glacier covering the land was melting, he said. "That shows there were bison around at the time of the glacial retreat," Davies said. "That's kind of important, and it means that there might have been a large animal food source for people who were migrating into the area." The area also included a sandbar populated with clams and snails. "The discovery of bones this old and this intact is significant," said Davies, who suspects they come a very large male bison up to 5 meters long. The bones found Friday, including a foreleg, came from the pile of material left from the original excavation, and are likely from the same bison remains located earlier, he said. He said bison bones were also found a number of years ago during construction work at Cook and Haltane Streets. Work was immediately halted in the area of the first find October 19 so the bones could be protected. The recovery plan was approved by the BC Fossil Management Office, and the Esquimalt and Songhees First Nations were contacted. Derek Bernardo, chief executive of Broadmead Care, which owns and operates Nigel House, said residents of the existing Nigel House adjacent to the site have been closely watching the work and are excited about the find. Bernardo said there will probably be some sort of acknowledgement of the bones at the new facility, perhaps using pictures or castings. "We could display that and showcase our find." The new home for Nigel House fundraising initiative is continuing during construction. To make a donation, go to giveitonigelhouse.com. Jay Bell at timescolonist.com.